Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm. Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
Hear our prayer, loving God, as we seek to invoke your blessing upon the music and spiritual direction of our broadcast. We pray that you will enable those who tune in, as the saying goes, will feel your presence and encouragement in walking together with us in our daily experiences. Your word, the Bible, explains that those who seek you will find you when each does so with all the heartfelt urgings of their lives. We tend often to place a great deal of emphasis on the outward manifestations of our religious connections. Yet it is obvious that actions speak louder than words, as the old saw proclaims. And as you, our God, would have us understand, for example, in St. James' letter, one who hears your word and does not live it deceives himself and herself. James uses the illustration of looking at oneself in a mirror and not correctly assessing and correcting the image he sees. As St. Paul said to the Hebrew Christians, faith is that which practices the belief that you exist, wrote, and that you reward those who diligently seek you. As Karen Lafferty wrote in her hymn, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek, and ye shall find, I hope unto you. Father, we seek your peace. Help us to be more aware that it is ours if we want it, ask for it, and claim it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving along to face temptation, so now won't you tell me where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Thank you.
Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yeah, when I face that chilling hand of death, oh, won't you tell me where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go?
Could I go
seeking to save me in the end? Won't you tell me where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go but to the Lord?
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
embrace and fold you all through the night. Guardian angels watch and hold you all through the night. Silver earth and sky in endless motion show your maker's deep devotion all through the night. Sleep, my child. Each equation, gift to God's imagination. Dreams may bring God's new creation all through the
listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
There is a green hill far away without a city wall, where the dear Lord was crucified, who died to save us all. We may not know, we cannot tell what pain he had to bear, but we believe it was for us. He died and suffered there. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock gate of heaven and let us in. Oh, dearly, dearly has he loved, and we must love him too, and trust in his redeeming blood, and try his works to do.
Because you believe,
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
Every hour, most holy one, I come to
thee. Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
Patient and merciful God, you are our guide and comforter. Only to the extent that we find and practice the courage to follow your will. As a boy, I had the rather romantic notion that it would be great to be a sailor on a tall ship, many which still plied the waters of New York Harbor near where I lived. I did become a sailor, but on a modern ship, lacking tall masts for each sailor aboard to maintain. One day, not too many years ago, I stood looking up the mainmast of the beautiful schooner Blue Nose, and said to myself, no one could ever get me up that thing, no one. Faith is the conversion and cornerstone of religious belief, and as William Salter once said, as the essence of courage is to make one's life on a possibility, so the essence of faith is to believe that the possibility exists. Add to this the quotation by Oliver Wendell Holmes that most people are willing to take the Sermon on the Mount as a flag to sail under, but few will use it as a rudder by which to sail. A lesser known hymn in the Presbyterian Church hymnal is titled, Let Me Hope When Things Seem Hopeless, and its last stanza reads, like a child outgrowing childhood, setting childhood things away, we will learn to live in freedom in the light of God's new day. Now we see as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face, understand how love's compassion blossoms through saving and amazing grace. Grant us, our God, to learn that all masts do not have to be climbed, but if you placed us at one that you wanted us to, we would know that you would help us make it to the top by the mechanism of faith. This we understand and ask for the fulfillment in our lives through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.